Now we go to Turkey, where a television newscaster has caused an international uproar after he went on the air in blackface to offer some commentary after President Obama's recent visit. Turkey was the last stop on Obama's European tour earlier this month. The video has sparked a furious reaction online, especially in the U.S., where many wondered whether the newscaster, Gülkan Taşkın, was mocking the U.S.'s first African-American president. But others, including us, wondered whether there was some other message that was lost in the translation, as it were. So we've called upon freelance reporter Gül Tüsüz, who is in Istanbul. She writes for the Hürriyet Daily News and Economic Review. She's on the line from Istanbul. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First, could you tell us about this newscaster and tell me about the program he appears on? If you could put it in an American context for it, is it considered serious news?
No. The newscaster's name is Gökhan Taşkın, and he specializes in this sort of tabloidy, sensational newscast. For example, early in 2008, when Turkey was going through this headscarf debate, the legalization of the headscarves, he went on his program again. He took a headscarf and he put it on and was saying, look, as a man, I'm putting this on. And it wasn't mocking the process, but it was just, again, sensationalist, tabloidy sort of journalism.
Kind of over the top.
Yeah, which is actually what his last name means as well.
Really?
Over the top, yes.
Well, tell me about the context of what he was saying. Now, he was delivering a commentary, and he used a Turkish saying. Now, I just want to play a short clip, and I want you to tell me what he was talking about. Here it is.
Hoş geldiniz, Mr. Obama. Siz bugün Ankara'da yaptığınız görüşmelerdeki tavrınız, samimiyetiniz ve yüzünüze yansıttığınız iyi niyetinizle gönlümüzü fethettiniz. Ancak yine de kimi endişelerimiz var. Amerika bizden hep ister. İstediğini de alır.
And for those who want to see the whole thing, we'll have a link on our website. But Gül, tell me what he's talking about here.
Translated, he's saying, welcome, Mr. Obama. You are in Ankara today. Your manner, your attitude, the goodwill was reflected on your face, and you warmed our hearts with it. But we as Turkey have some concerns. America always asks things of us and always gets what they want. He goes on to sort of start using this Turkish idiom. It's called isteyenin bir yüzü kara, vermeyenin iki yüzü. And basically what this is one who asks for a favor has one side of his face darkened. One who does not grant him the favor has both sides of his face darkened. And he starts sort of playing off of this. He's saying, I'm asking you for a favor. My face is darkened. And let's not have you have your face darkened because you're not going to grant us our wishes, which are the Armenian issue. So for Congress not to recognize the Armenian genocide.
So those are some serious... Mm-hmm. Issues between the U.S. and Turkey. But this whole question of saying your face is dark, clearly in the U.S., that's considered racist. I mean, the whole concept of a black face is considered racist. And the idea that having a black face as a negative is considered racist. Is that considered a racist idiom in the Turkish context?
The original idiom isn't considered to be that. I mean, the word dark doesn't necessarily mean black. They're sort of synonymous with each other, but having your face darkened is being embarrassed. It's being red-faced or humiliated. Turks don't have the context for blackface that Americans have.
So do you think that it has gotten back to him that many people are disturbed by this? I mean, to the point where the U.S. ambassador to Turkey had to issue a statement downplaying it, saying this wasn't intended as an insult. Are they surprised by the reaction that this has gotten in the U.S.?
First of all, he went on, after journalists in the U.S. picked up on this, he went on to say to Turkish journalists that he didn't mean to offend anyone and that it was just the way that he was sort of reporting the news, and he apologized for having upset people. Turkish people, when I ask them, what do you think about it, they say, well, it's just him up to his usual stunts. But no one has said that it's racist. You know, no one in Turkey that was watching it really saw it as being a racist commentary towards President Obama or towards African Americans. They just saw it as him up to his usual tricks again.
Gül Tüsüz is a freelance reporter for the Hürriyet Daily News and Economic Review. She was kind enough to join us on the line from Istanbul. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.